Chapter 5. Divergence.
The air in the underground war chamber was thick with tension. The dim glow of holomaps flickered over the gathered rebels, casting jagged shadows along the stone walls. Joran Strife, the hardened leader of the Kurai resistance, stood at the head of the table, his sharp, intense eyes fixed on the robed figure across from him. That figure was Malachar, a high-ranking master of the Eclipse.
"You act without our command,"
Joran spat, slamming a fist on the table.
"The Kurai have always fought for the freedom of Mercury, not for your master's twisted ambitions. Assassinating a sitting counselor, that was never the plan."
Malachar's expression was blank behind his hood, but the slight tilt of his head conveyed amusement rather than remorse.
"The plans have changed, Strife. Your vision is too small. You fight to reclaim Mercury, but we fight to claim everything."
Murmurs spread among the Kurai leaders seated around the table. Some nodded in agreement with Strife, while others exchanged uncertain glances.
"You think we'll just hand over our cause to you?"
Strife continued, his voice thick with disgust.
"You were once our allies, but now you answer only to that phantom you call the Shalitbiru. What are you really fighting for, Malachar?"
Malachar stepped forward, his voice like silk, over steel.
"Survival, ascendancy. You small-minded Kurai seek to remove the off-worlders from Mercury, but we seek to remove them from the stars. We are the rulers of this entire Sol."
Strife's jaw clenched.
"Then you're no longer Kurai."
A chilling silence fell over the chamber. The line had been drawn. The alliance was shattered. Malachar simply smiled.
"So be it."
Then, with a flick of his wrist, the shadows in the chamber came alive. Eclipse warriors, hidden within the darkness, struck in an instant. Blades of energy ignited. The room exploded into chaos.
"Here we go again."
Strife barely had time to roll aside as a crimson blade slashed through the air where his head had been. He grabbed his sidearm and fired the shot, grazing an Eclipse warrior's shoulder before the assassin disappeared back into the shadows. The Kurai fought back, their weapons igniting the chamber in violent flashes of light. The air was filled with the sound of clashing steel and dying screams. Strife locked eyes with Malachar one last time before disappearing into the fray. This war was no longer just about Mercury. It was now about survival itself.
Beneath the ashen cliffs.
The air inside the war chamber was thick with tension. The Kurai resistance leaders gathered around a circular stone table, their faces illuminated by the flickering holographic display of Mercury's outer settlements. Commander Draxon stood at the head of the table, his dark eyes scanning the room as he addressed his people.
"The Eclipse have strayed from our cause,"
he declared, his voice heavy with anger.
"We fight for Mercury. They fight for something else entirely. They have abandoned our war in favor of their own ambitions."
A murmur rippled through the room.
"We trained with them,"
one resistance fighter, Talaris, said.
"Fought beside them, and now they turn their backs on us?"
Another, an older woman named Resha, shook her head.
"Not just turn their backs. They see us as an obstacle now. We're in their way."
"Then we remove them from our path,"
Draxon said coldly.
"We cannot afford to fight on two fronts. If the Eclipse seek to rule Mercury instead of liberate it, they are no longer with us. They are the enemy.
Before anyone could respond, a series of sharp beeps echoed from the chamber's main console. A young technician rushed forward, his hands flying over the glowing controls. His face paled.
Commander, we have incoming.
The chamber doors burst open before he could explain further. A gust of hot air followed as black-cloaked figures stepped into the room. The Eclipse had arrived. At the forefront was Master Xerath, his mask concealing all but his piercing, soulless eyes.
Commander Draxen,
Xerath said smoothly.
You speak of removing obstacles. I must admit, I had the same thought.
Blades were drawn, weapons activated. The war chamber was moments away from turning into the next battleground.
You have no business here, Xerath,
Draxen said, leveling his blade at the Eclipse leader.
Go back to your master and tell him Mercury will not bow.
Xerath chuckled.
Oh, we are way past that.
With a flick of his wrist, a silent signal was given. The Eclipse moved like shadows, descending upon the Kurai. The Resistance had prepared for war against the foreign powers. But tonight, the first battle would be against those they once called allies.
The Aftermath.
The command center was a darkened space, illuminated only by the dim glow of several monitors displaying encrypted transmissions from across the galaxy. Outside the facility, the winds of Mercury howled, battering the protective walls of the underground bunker where the Kurai leadership gathered. Kaelin, one of the surviving leaders, stood at the head of a long table surrounded by the senior officers. Their faces were grim, their expressions tired, and yet determined. The recent assault on their stronghold had dealt them a harsh blow, but it was the revelation of the Eclipse's betrayal that burned deeper. The room hummed with tension.
I still can't believe it,
said Nyra, a battle-hardened officer with a streak of silver in her otherwise black hair. She pounded her fist on the table.
They were our allies! The Eclipse was supposed to be our trump card against Mercury's elite! How could they turn on us like this?
Because they never cared about Mercury,
Kaelin replied, his voice cool and steely.
The Eclipse are not revolutionaries. They want to control the galaxy. Our fight has always been about keeping Mercury free for Mercurians, but they want to burn it all down.
Should we strike now?
Tiberius, one of the more impulsive commanders, stood, his fists clenched.
We know where their base is. We could hit them hard, take out their leaders before they make their next move.
Kaelin held up a hand, silencing the room. His sharp ice-blue eyes swept over the group, calm in the face of rising tension.
We don't rush into battle on emotion. The Eclipse are crafty, and they'll be expecting us to act out of anger. No, we need to regroup, find their weaknesses, and prepare. If we act impulsively, we risk losing more than just our soldiers.
We've lost enough already!
Nyra shot back, her voice low and dangerous.
I know,
Kaelin said, his gaze piercing.
But we will not let this defeat us. If we strike, it must be a move they cannot anticipate, and we cannot allow their influence to spread any further. This is bigger than just Mercury now. The Eclipse have made their intentions clear. If we don't act decisively, we'll all be at their mercy.
Where do we go from here, then?
Tiberius pressed, his tone softening. Kaelin paused for a moment, staring out into the dimly lit room. He knew that despite the weight of the task ahead, this was the pivotal moment. The Kurai had always been the defenders of their people, but now they were facing something much larger than a planetary revolt. The Eclipse were no longer just a faction they had allied with. They were a threat to everything they stood for.
"We will have to find new alliances,"
Kalin said at last.
"There are forces in the galaxy who have their own reasons to oppose the Eclipse. I've heard whispers of a faction that could help us, but they won't work with us unless they know we're serious. And they won't trust us unless we can prove our resolve."
A murmur passed through the room.
"I'll start the talks,"
Nyra said, stepping forward.
"I know people. They owe us favors, and now's the time to call them in."
"Good,"
Kalin nodded.
"Meanwhile, we'll double down on our reconnaissance. I want to know everything about the Eclipse's movements, who their allies are, what their plans for Mercury are. We can't afford to be caught off guard again."
"Understood,"
said Tiberius, still pacing the floor, but his energy was now focused. Kalin stood taller, the weight of his decision pressing on him, but also giving him a clarity he hadn't felt in days.
"The Eclipse will not dictate our future, and we will not let them enslave this world or its people."
As the leadership began to break up, Kalin remained standing, staring at the map of Mercury that sprawled across the table. The lines of the land blurred as his mind raced, strategizing. But one thing was clear to him. The war was no longer just about Mercury. It was about the survival of the entire soul.